In what particular areas? I mean, just...
Your missionary work.
Oh, okay. Okay. Some of you don't know me. 10 years ago, we went down and did Katrina work.
Yeah.
Through Roger Oberlin, had an aunt down there, invited us down. I run a construction company. That's all I've done all my life. I'm not a teacher. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a spiritual giant by any means, just so we all know that. Anybody can do this. So we started going down. We started going down doing Katrina work. And we went down there three different occasions for a week at a time. And I think it really did a lot for our church. I think it really drew our church together. You know, there were some issues that our church has dealt with. And I think this was an opportunity to, you know, it just brought everyone together. I mean, we can go to church together for a lifetime, and you don't know the guy you're sitting beside. When you start working beside him, you know, and when you smack your finger and you say things you shouldn't say, and, you know, just reality, the reality of things. But anyways, when we were done doing that, I realized that you know, God had something that I could do. And you guys, most of you guys know Mark Richard. Well, I've known Mark. I met Mark through Chuck Wimberly, and that's where I met Dave when he got ready to take the bus down there to Guatemala. They needed somebody to weld a rack on the bus. So that's how I met Mark. And I welded the rack on the bus. And when we got back from doing the Katrina work, I had went and helped Mark out a couple times. But I realized that there was more that I could do. So, and Mark had kind of pestered me and, you know, about doing some stuff. But, you know, so many of us, especially the younger guys, you know, we have children, we have wives, we have a lot of responsibilities, and so we work a lot. And so it's kind of tough to get away to do stuff. But I got a hold of Mark, and he had some stuff he wanted us to do down there. And Ted, I mean, that was 7 years, 8 years ago.
It was 2007.
Yeah. They started the wheelchair shop in Antigua, and Ted and I, Janet, Diane, Thaddeus, you went 1 year. Okay. But so we started going down there and doing physical things. You know, I wouldn't call them spiritual things, but we did physical things. And so I made a promise to Mark that as long as I was able, and unless God told me not to, I would come back every year. And so we've done that every year. You know, either our church or friends of mine that I've invited to go with us have went down there. And this year it was really exciting because we were able to go into I'll back up a little bit. In April, Jeff Williams, a friend of mine, had went down, and we've been looking for people to work with in the community. So it's not us just going down there once a year and then we're gone for 11 months and then we come back. We were looking for someone we could work through that would be there all the time. You know, in other words, that frustrates me, you know, for people that go on mission trips and then they never go back. You know, it's like someone sharing the gospel with you or giving you a sucker and leaving you, right? Yeah, you know. So anyways, Jeff started this relationship with Hector, and we had already had a relationship with a young lady down there through the women's ministry. But this January when we went down there, we were able to go into a local school and share the gospel with 500 kids, you know. But it wasn't any great thing I did. You know, it was just a lot of little things that a lot of people did. But being faithful, you know,
that's good.
I just, you know, going back every year and every year and every year, you know, I think God opened the door up. And, man, you know what? You'd never do that in the United States. They're not. We're not going to get a call from Marlington and say, hey, come and share the gospel. Not going to happen. But, you know, and I've expressed, you know, we've talked at church and I've talked to Paul and Kirk. You know, I think we have a wonderful opportunity down there. And it's not my opportunity. It's our church's opportunity, you know, to be a part of that community. And we could really change the community there. But, you know, I think what I have to share with you is, you know, like I said, I'm not a spiritual giant. I'm a sinner. You know, I make a lot of big mistakes. But you know what? God can still use you, you know, in some area. You know, why are you chuckling?
Your motto you always told me.
Pardon?
I thought your motto you always told me.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, it's been exciting. I mean, for me, this year was really exciting being down there. Just seeing, like I say, all the work that everybody's put into it. And it, you know, and it came down to this big opportunity.
That's good.
So what's your motto?
I don't know. What's my motto?
You're going to sin, sing, sing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What's your motto?
Yeah, you know, some things I've said that I wish I'd never said, you know.
I'm,
yeah, right. It was. It, yeah, you're right. Thank you.
Thanks, Kurt. I mean, again, that's just an example of just somebody that says, "Okay, Lord, I'm willing." You know, and we don't know where it's going to end, but I tell you, there does seem to be a huge opportunity the Lord has opened up there, and we're going to walk through the door, see what happens, but. You know, it's just because somebody heard or was burdened and said, I'm willing, and stepped into it, encouraged others. And so that's all God's doing.
One thing, a couple of years ago, a young gal started coming to our church, and she heard about what we were doing as far as going to Guatemala.
Now the rest of the story.
Yeah, there you go. A couple, probably 3 years ago, one of the young guys, newfangled things. But anyways, the gal, she caught me after church, and she goes, you know, she wanted to know about going to Guatemala and doing this, that, and the other. And she asked me, she goes, she said, so when did you get your calling? And I'm like, I didn't get a calling. And I hear people talk about that, and I'm thinking, and I suppose some people do get callings. I hear people talk about it, but I don't feel like God ever said, hey, I want you to go to Guatemala. I never got that. But what I do get is that, you know, God says widows and orphans, I was able to go, I was capable of going, and I had the resources to go. So to me, it was like, tell me why I shouldn't go. You know, so sometimes I think we're waiting.
That's good. That's good.
You know, if you
call, it won't come.
Yeah, right. You know, I think we're waiting for some sign or something. And you know, I think there again, it goes back to what you guys have, you know, take a step and he'll help you take another step. And another and another, and I'll give you a little more of the puzzle as you start walking.
That's what you did.
Right. So it's really turned into a neat thing, and it's not just about me. Matter of fact, it's about a lot of other people, right. You know, that have started participating.
That's good. You want to add one little tidbit, which, you know, it's kind of
insignificant in the overall scheme of it, but before we went to Guatemala that first time, that year, you know, at New Year's, in our small group, we were taking prayer requests for the year, and Caleb brought up, you know, that he'd like to have an opportunity to go on a mission trip out of the country. And it was like the next week when Mark called you and said, hey, you know, can you guys come and do this? You know, so it was just cool to me how, you know, God answered that prayer, you know, and again, it was maybe a small beginning,
right,
but it just continues to blossom.
I mean, probably over the course of 7 or 8 years, there's probably been, I don't know, 50, 60 different people that went down there. And there's been a couple of years nobody from our church has went but me. I took twice. I've taken a group of agriculture guys. They were farmers and elevator managers, people I've worked for. All of them I'd worked for.
And that's pretty neat when you can do business with people and take them on a mission trip. I mean, most of them were Christians, but a few of them weren't. My truck driver went with us. He's not a professing Christian, but he was an older guy, and he stopped me in the parking lot one day, and he goes, hey, he says, your church, you guys do roofs and stuff like that, don't you? Yeah. He goes, you know, sometimes you need help, just let me know, I'll help out. I thought about it a couple of weeks. I said, hey, Tiny, I said, you want to go to Guatemala with us? Yeah, I mean, we're going from putting a roof on to going to, and, which, you know, he said, well, I don't know, I'll think about it. And so he went home, talked to his wife, he got back, but he said, no, I think I'd like that, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, this guy don't go to church, he don't, and I don't know what that did, how that impacted him, but I don't know.
Yeah. It's got to be a seed planted.
Yeah.
So that's the lesson there, is just take that step. You know, you can't really turn a boat that's not moving. You mess that rudder, but you just go forward and see where the Lord will direct you. And He will, you know, whatever it is that He's putting upon your heart to step into. Be faithful to it.